This is Akashvani, the news shared by Aparajita Nayar. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has hosted members of the 7 all-party delegations which recently visited various countries as part of the country's diplomatic outreach to convey India's strong stand against Pakistan-sponsored terrorism after Operation Sindoor. The meeting, which took place at the Prime Minister's residence in New Delhi, was attended by Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju, DMK MP Kannimurai, BJP MPs Ravi Shankar Prasad, Anurag Singh Thakur, Bansuri Swaraj, Nishikant Dubey, Congress MPs Shashi Tharoor and Manish Tiwari and others. The Prime Minister has commended the delegations for their dedication in advancing India's voice on global platforms. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said these representatives played a crucial role in elaborating India's commitment to peace and the need to eradicate the menace of terrorism. The delegations visited 33 countries as part of India's diplomatic outreach to expose Pakistan globally. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar has warned Islamabad on cross-border terrorism, saying New Delhi will strike deep into Pakistan if provoked by terrorist attacks. He asserted that there will be retribution against the terrorist outfits and their leadership in case of barbaric acts like the recent Pahalgam attack. Dr. Jaishankar, who is travelling to Europe, currently stated this in an interview with an American political digital newspaper. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh has asserted that Operation Sindoor was the biggest action taken against terrorism in India's history. Speaking at an event in Dehradun at evening yesterday, the Defence Minister said the Pahalgam terror strike was not just an attack on Indian citizens, but also an assault on the social unity of the country.
पाकिस्तान समर्थित आतंकवादियों के गुनाहों की लिस्ट बहुत ही लंबी है और पाकिस्तान हर बार आतंकवाद को सही ठहराने की कोशिश में सदैव लगा रहता है। इसलिए जरूरी है कि आतंकवाद के खिलाफ लड़ाई में हम केवल आतंकवादियों को ही नहीं बल्कि उन्हें मदद करने वाले पूरे टेरर इंफ्रास्ट्रक्चर को भी पूरी तरह से खत्म कर दें। पाकिस्तान को जो पैसा या आर्थिक सहायता मिलती है उसका एक बड़ा हिस्सा आतंकवाद के कारखाने में खर्च किया जाता है।
Union Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal has proposed to develop a dedicated enclave for Swiss businesses in India as he sought to attract investment from the European country. Addressing industry representatives of India and Switzerland in Bern, he invited companies to invest in India as the country provides huge opportunities for them. We could even create a Swiss enclave, an area dedicated to Swiss businesses, Goyal said. Union Home Minister Amit Shah has chaired a high-level meeting in New Delhi to review the preparedness of flood management in the country. In the meeting, Mr. Shah also reviewed the long-term measures being taken to mitigate the menace of floods in the country and the steps taken on the decisions made in the meeting held last year. In a statement, the Home Ministry said that Mr. Shah discussed the new technologies adopted by all agencies for flood management and expansion of their network in the meeting. Delhi government has approved the Delhi School Education Transparency in Fixation and Regulation of Fees Ordinance 2025 to regulate arbitrary fee hikes by private schools in the national capital. It will give major relief to lakhs of students studying in private schools and their parents in the city. This was informed by City Education Minister Ashish Sood while addressing the media. On the occasion of the completion of 11 years of the BJP-led NDA government, the BJP organized press conferences across the country at its state and district headquarters. BJP President Jagat Prakash Nadda also addressed a press conference in New Delhi, where he highlighted the government's achievements over the past 11 years. During the event, the policies of Prime Minister Narendra Modi's government, centered on service, good governance and the welfare of the poor, were discussed in detail. Indian shooting ace Ella Venil Valarivan settled for the bronze medal in the women's 10-meter air rifle final in the ISSF World Cup in Munich yesterday. The 25-year-old shot 231.2 to finish third on the podium behind 18-year-old Chinese sensation Wang Zefi, who won gold, and Korea's silver medalist Kwon Unji. And that is the end of this news bulletin.